The Lord showed me a long time ago that when this thing happens, you know, the events that are printed on the $10 bill, the $100 bill, the $10 bill has a tidal wave covering a seven-story building. That's, those words are in my prophetic utterance. Out of the sea shall come fire and smoke. Water as high as the walls of Jerusalem will cover the city by the sea. That's printed on the $10 bill. Do you know how crazy that is, that it's printed on the $10 bill? Do you know that the $100 bill shows a devouring wind, a nuke, destroying the buildings in New York? It's on the $100 bill. I'm showing it to you. I'm going to show you a little video clip of a physics lecture where they produced a wormhole. In the production of this wormhole that they were able to do, the only way they were able to do it is they took quantum physics and they used the idea of a neural, like neuron in your body, neurons like in your eyes. A neural network is what made it work, is what made the experiment work and actually prove, and they actually did open a wormhole, and it is traversable, which means you're able to go out one side of it. You're able to go in it and out of it. But the only way that's possible is with a surge of negative imagery. Stop. It's called the entanglement theory. When there is a surge of negative imagery into the system from the pit, think about this. So the pit is going to open up into what we call the earth. Think of all the eyes that are connected to the pit. When the pit opens, there's going to be a surge of energy, negative imagery into our dimension. You know what that's going to do? That's going to stabilize an exit out of here. When the dimension, the pit opens up into this dimension that we're in, there is a surge of negative imagery. That's what the pit opening is. Now think about this. If you've been made whole in Christ, you're not up and down. You're two ups and you've been made whole. Then you're ready for departure. So when the surge of energy comes into this dimension, guess what happens? The door opens. Like there's your other eye is able to leave. You'll understand. Remember, it's all dimensional troughs. Your eyes are dimensions. Now, let me give you an example. I don't know how many of you guys have seen Galaxy Quest. The Lord dropped it right into my head to give you guys an example of what it would look like for you to dimensionally leave, like your essence, to leave here and be somewhere else. Don't forget, I've gone to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, you may also be. Do you get it? Now watch this. Here we go. Watch. This is so cool. Think of that as the trough that goes to the pit, but it's also everybody's eye. Everybody's eye is a dimension that goes to that trough that hasn't been converted. And then the trough that goes up is your other eye, and that's heaven. Now watch. One eye is a dimensional trough to the pit. The other eye is a dimensional trough to heaven. Well, when there's a surge from the bottom here, when the pit opens and this dimension opens up into this dimension, the Bible says, and there's a great earthquake and the earth cracks, and out of the smoke comes a locust upon the earth. Imagine when the pit opens up, and it doesn't have to be necessarily that moment. There can be this surge in energy before the pit actually opens up all the way. I'm just giving you the physics. When there is this massive surge of negative energy, that allows for a wormhole to be traversed. Because see, the wormhole to exit out of here, it won't stay open unless there's a surge of negative energy. That's what the entanglement theory is.
EPR is about quantum entanglement and what Einstein called spooky action at a distance, something he was not happy with.
Entanglement is this property that subatomic particles, they are partners. Even if you take them apart and take them at the other edge of the universe, they hold information that if you measure the one, you know what the other would be. So entanglement is a strong correlation.
What Daniel Jaffers showed was that if you introduce what's known as a negative energy shockwave, you can support your wormhole and get something from one end and have it come out the other. And so on the quantum computer, we can directly send a qubit from one side of the wormhole and watch it come out the other. If you take the physical system that theoretical physicists say, this is a wormhole, and you work out pencil and paper, so how good of a quantum computer do I need? You get an answer that's like a quantum computer 10 years from now. It looks hopeless.
But we thought, let's try.
All right.
So we are here in our GQ2 lab, and then the controlled signals actually are produced in these racks sitting next to the cryostat.
When you try to just run a wormhole as the theorists have prepared it on a quantum computer, you find that you need to implement this very large system.
So that's big. That's a big, fat problem. I cannot put it on an experiment.
And so what we have to do is we have to do what physicists call coarse graining. So you want to preserve certain features, in this case gravitational features, while throwing away all the unnecessary components. We knew we needed to get to a smaller system size, and so we were kind of banging our head against it for a year or something. And then finally you come up with a weird idea that might work. The idea of rewriting it as a neural network is something that's kind of out there, and that's like it's a weird idea because you usually don't think of physical wormholes as neural networks.
Okay, this is really important that I stop and explain what he just said. He's talking about rewriting it as a neural network, like neurology, like your eye, rewriting the math of it as a neural network. Do you understand? Like your eye, like neurology, like the, you know, axons and dendrites and signal transduction in a neurological way, you know, like your eye. That's what allowed this to happen. Now watch.
The idea of rewriting it as a neural network is something that's kind of out there, and that's like it's a weird idea because you usually don't think of physical wormholes as neural networks.
You don't really think of physical wormholes as a neural network, but it is. Do you understand? So the escape out of here is when your eyes are single, when the pit opens up and all that negative energy goes into the eyes of all the ones that are either double downs or this, when that energy surges, the other side of it opens up and it's stabilized because of the surge of negative energy. Basically what that means is when the negative energy, like the pit, opens up into this dimension, those that are ready can go in because your eyes been made single. And I'm the on the rock guy, kind of like David was. In January 2022, the team began running the experiment on Google's quantum computer. They were looking for a peak in the data, a clear indication that a negative energy pulse had opened the wormhole, allowing the qubit to traverse it, to go through the wormhole because of a negative energy pulse. Think of the pit opening on a grand scale for the Earth. So when there's a negative energy pulse into our system, that's what allows the wormhole, which is all of our eyes that are connected back to the Father, all of our eyes that are single and connected back, we're able to traverse the opening of the door. And the Lord had me open the back door in the night under the night under the stars. He had me open up the back door and put all the doves coming out the back door that had an upside down exit sign. What? Yes! Do y'all know how insane this is? I mean, I've been just freaking out. Okay, here we go. Let's go. Let's do it. Here we go. Let's do it.
We're looking for a peak. That's the qubit making it through the wormhole. I'm watching the data as it comes out. There's a little bit of a noisy peak. At first, I was like, this is probably just noise artifact, but as the data kept coming and the peak kept getting clearer, it was like, this is a wormhole. I think I just saw one. And so I was immediately like sending it off to Maria and the others, like, I think we have a wormhole, guys.
he said it's there. I said, no kidding, he's there. It was nuts. It was nuts.
What happens is the qubits of the Google quantum computer are making a little bit of extra space, and that's our wormhole.
A pulse of negative energy falls into the wormhole.
Now the wormhole becomes traversable. It opens.
You put a qubit through one side of the wormhole.
The qubit is now in the interior of this wormhole.
That information will actually spread over the entire quantum system. This spread of quantum information,
it becomes shared by many particles in the form of quantum entanglement. And then, rather remarkably,
it has to refocus at a single qubit. And then, as the wormhole is closing, the qubit is exiting.
Here's what I know. Watch! Galaxy Quest! Wormhole, your eye. It's your eye.
One Bible verse changed my mind about God's presence, and I almost missed the liberating reality that it reveals. Once you understand this truth, your prayer life and walk with God will be completely transformed. I'll read the verse and then explain to you why it's so transformative. Don't you realize that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit? Here's one of the reasons why this matters. Many believers think of God as though he is a million miles away. They imagine that the relationship with God is like climbing a ladder. Every mistake pushes you further and every good deed gets you closer. It's true that sin has consequences and can make it difficult for you to realize your connection with God. But the presence of God dwells in the believer. He can't get any closer than that. When you make a mistake, his presence faithfully abides and empowers you to live clean. He's not far, he's within you.
This next creepy clip might just show some paranormal activity. Take a look. Uploaded to Reddit by MGE308, the footage was supposedly captured at a meat packing plant that they used to work at. What makes this clip extra creepy is that the poster claims it was on a weekend that they had off, suggesting that there was no one else around. In the footage, you can see the pallet driver appears to manually adjust itself as if controlled by some sort of unseen force. Some who saw the clip thought a malfunction might be responsible for the device's unusual movements. However, one viewer, who claims to be a mechanic that works on similar devices every day, said that while a wiring issue could cause it to drive on its own, it would definitely not cause the tiller to move up and down like you see in the clip. They believe there's no mechanical explanation for what we see in this video. So then, does this footage really show a paranormal force at play? Let me know if you have anything to add to this conversation in the comments down below.
Ethan Hawke is a famous celebrity actor. He's part of the Wolf Pack. He was married or in a relationship and had a child with Uma Thurman. One eye symbolism, MK Ultra, ? They have a daughter named Maya Hawke. Seen here, hiding her hand the way a Freemason would do. You know, like Ethan Hawke, hiding his hand the way a Freemason would do. I'm sure this is all just a coincidence. They're probably just keeping their arms warm. Nothing to research or look into here. The world is biblical. God bless you, everyone.
What's your name?
So my name is Justin.
Justin, you can look at the camera. So Justin, what was the problem?
So last night I had a few things going on. My lungs, you asked me to come up for my lungs, and I had trouble breathing. So
how long do you have trouble breathing for?
It's been a few months now, I think.
So how did it affect you?
Just like lots of coughing, lots of wheezing. I think it might have been asthma. I got diagnosed with asthma, my doctor. And there's also sometimes spiritual things that come over me too that are have trouble. Like it makes me, it gives me trouble breathing. I think there's demonic things sometimes that mess with my breathing. I don't. It's complicated, but.
So what's it like when these demonic things come? How do you know they're demonic?
Well,
Are you the mum, are you? You're the mum.
I don't know. It's, I can just tell. Like, I mean, I can see things around the room sometimes. Spirits, stuff, and I don't know if it's a godly gift or not, but I can see a lot of things around the room. And, that's one way I know, and I do get attacked by a lot of things, so.
What do you mean attacked?
Tormented, I could say. That's the best thing I could say. And
so you feel tormented in your mind?
Right.
So, what are you doing?
I'm just fixing it. Anyways, there's lots of torment. There's lots of just a sec. Just need to adjust my back. So yeah.
Okay. So and what happened last night? That's power got on you. Someone stand behind him. It's power got on you. The mighty name of Jesus Christ. Okay, breathe. Take deep breath. What do you feel?
I feel I'm able to breathe a little bit more better. So I can breathe better.
You healed.
So last night I had so you prayed for my asthma or something, I had trouble breathing.
Coming out.
C'est en train de sortir.
Justin, it's coming out.
Justin, c'est en train de sortir.
Just relax, Justin. You don't have to do anything. Just relax. It's coming out.
Ça va sortir.
In Jesus' mighty name. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. That's his healing peace. You feel that?
Yep.
That's his... Your back pain gone?
Yep, my back pain is leaving, yes.
You're delivered, Justin. That's the peace of Jesus. Because I'm seeing how Justin used to do his stuff when waiting for a train or whatever. Okay? I'm seeing him at peace. Calm. That's what I believe, Justin. I believe it's all good. Okay, God loves you. Okay? Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Can I talk to you? Yeah, come. Come. What's your name? Come over here. What's your name? Patricia. Yeah. And what do you need Jesus to do in your life?
I have...
That's all right. Jesus knows all about it. You're free, Patricia. What happened?
I can't put it into words.
Jesus happened.
Yes, absolutely.
His anointing. So, what do you want Jesus to do in French?
Que mes épouses, que nous soyons un, comme Jean 17 le dit.
So she wants Jesus to be wedding to her, that they may be one.
John 17.
Most of the time is just taken talking. So in a spiritual sense, Jesus has come into her. So that's the power of God. Jesus has come to her.
Et comment vous vous sentez?
What do you feel?
I feel real good.
You feel really good.
Se sent bien.
I feel too loud.
Elle se sent qu'elle doit rire.
Take me to your own.